Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me yet again for another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And yesterday we spoke about a reality check number one. And today we're going to go to reality check number two in this devotional. We're going to read the devotional and then we're going to get into this because this is some information that we need to admit is truth. And we must know the truth and let the truth set us free. And there's three things we're going to focus on today. And we'll get into that after the devotional. But let's read the devotional first. We start off with a scriptural verse. And that is Ephesians 3, verses 10 to 12. And Ephesians 3, verses 10 to 12 says, Yahweh's purpose in all of this was to use the church to display His wisdom in its rich variety to the unseen rulers of the authority in the heavenly places. This was His internal plan, which He carried out through Yeshua, our Messiah. Hallelujah. Because of Yeshua and our faith in Him, we can now come boldly and confidently into Yahweh's presence. And we read that and we look at this. And it says, His, which is Yahweh's intent, was that now through the assembly, many-sided wisdom of the Almighty Father might be known to the principalities and authorities of the heavenlies according to the everlasting purpose which He has made in Messiah Yeshua, our Master, in whom we have boldness and access with reliance through belief in Him. That is another translation of Ephesians 3, 10 to 12. Now the devotional reads, might be known to whom? Might be known to whom? Question mark. My intent through you is to affect what realms? What realms? Question mark. I am trying to teach you to understand kingdom principles. You trust your five senses so much, too much. Tell me, child, how do any of your five senses operate in the heavenly realms? Question mark. Get wisdom, get understanding. May I call earth a lowly reality and not lose you? Question mark. How often do you speak of the eternal as if it were a future thing? The eternal is now, and it is the very thing I choose to affect. I tell you, it is not flesh and blood you wage war against, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. Why then are all of your prayers regarding the flesh and the blood? Well, Ephesians 12 tells us and says, Ephesians 6:12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against the evil rules and authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. It is my kingdom that will manifest physically upon this earth. Think of it as a rope you grab, and with every act of righteousness through faith, you pull down the kingdom of heaven to the earth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist's last message in Matthew 3, verse 2, and Yeshua's first message in Matthew 4, verse 17. When the kingdom is within you, your world will disappear. The lower reality. The tree of life is certain to make the senses a mere novelty when you realize your eternity is spiritual and not physical. And Luke 17:21 says you won't be able to say, here it is, or here it is over there, for the kingdom of Yahweh is already among you. You are in the flesh, but you are not the flesh. Ask yourself what spiritual senses you are using in your daily activities. Spiritual senses do not feed the flesh, the carnal desires, as the five senses do. Ask yourself, how can I suffer for you? How can I forgive unceasingly? How can I abate all that keeps me bound to lower places? These are the questions that release the spirit senses and the mystique of all the unseen things that I have promised those who obey me. You have angels that wait upon your command. Your words can manifest new realities. My power is in you. Ephesians 1:19-20 says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of Yahweh's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Yeshua from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at the right hand in the heavenly realms. Yahweh's right hand in heavenly realms. This is the reality check for you. Choose this day which reality I desire, and then live consciously, reside there. So that is our devotional for today. And as we're reading this devotional, we'll go on to look at the teaching right now. And I want to focus here on Ephesians 6:12, which says, and forgive us our sins. I'm sorry, Ephesians 6, which says, our battle is against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. This means the battle is not against people. So I'm going to read something here about this. And then I want us to think about what's being said here. It says, this means our battle is not against people. We might think most of our conflicts are with our mother, father, brother, sister, or someone else who has hurt us or rejected us. We meditate on these negative thoughts, and in so doing, we see their face and remember what they did to us. The enemy, Satan, the devil, runs the projector in our minds and whispers in our ear, interjecting past hurtful feelings into the present. All too often, we buy the lie. It all comes down, folks, to a battle that's unseen with our physical eyes, a spiritual battle that's taken place, and our souls is the reward of each side, and we get to choose which side we want to be on. It says, continuing, that person is not the one who really wronged you. Let Ephesians 6 give you the answer. Our battle is not with flesh and blood, people that hurt us. Satan wants to hide behind or inside these people. But to be healed, we must begin separating the person from their sin. We must separate the lie from the truth. When did Yahweh offer you your salvation? Did he ask you to get yourself all cleaned up first? Or to purify yourself before coming to him? Or did he save you when you were still living in filth of your sins? Do we struggle with sin today? Yes, we do. Are we still saved? We have every opportunity to be saved. Yahweh did not require you to perfect you to be perfect to save you. He redeemed you so you could be perfected. And this is from a book, Biblical Foundations of Freedom by Art Mathias, that I reference all the time because it's a great book. Continuing, it says, Yahweh looked down from the heaven and he loved you. He said, that's my son or that's my daughter. Satan, that's enough. They belong to me. He sent the Holy Spirit as our helper, and we responded, right? Then are you greater than Yahweh? Am I? No, of course not. This means we just as did Yahweh, must accept the sinful people around us who hurt us and realize the battle is with Satan and not them. When we sin, who is it we sin against? Others, Yahweh, or ourselves? In Psalms 51, what did David say about his sin with Bathsheba? Did he say he sinned against Uriah? That seemed logical since he had Uriah killed in order to steal his wife away. Psalms 51:4 says, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. You see, all sin is against Yahweh, and we are the victims of sin, just as David's son. What does Yahweh do with us when we sin? He forgives us. Then we should do the same with others. If we fail to forgive others, our unforgiveness is a sin against Yahweh. Unforgiveness is an act of disobedience against Yahweh that involves arrogance, pride, and self-ego. Matthew 18:21-22 gives us Yeshua's instructions about forgiveness. Then came Peter to him and said, Yahweh, how often should my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Yeshua said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 77 times. 70 times 7 is 490 times. In the same day for the same thing, Yeshua meant for us to forgive others the moment by moment, because that is how he wants to forgive us. And the manner that we forgive others is the same manner that he forgave us. That's from Matthew 6:12. So there's three principles or concepts I want us to get as we're doing these things. Three. And this is what I want you to remember today as we carry on our day. Submit, repent, and forgive. Everything I've been teaching about lately here in the Suffer Well devotional series, from yesterday's teaching to all this week and everything, even the aspects of love that we covered, comes down to that. Submit, repent, and forgive. Submit, repent, and forgive. That is the way to make the enemy flee from you and for Yahweh to hug you even more and appreciate you even more. Submit, repent, and forgive. Say that. Submit, repent, and forgive. And I will suggest to you every single thing we have going on in the world today, with the riots, with the diseases, the viruses, and everything else. These three things are the answer. The answer isn't found in some vaccine vial by Pharmakia. The answer isn't found in some people that you can go and vote for. The answer is found in these three things and these three things alone. Submit, repent, and forgive, because these three things alone reveal Yeshua to us. And that's what he was, these three things right here. Submit, repent, and forgive. I continue reading here. It says, Satan has taken us captive at his will. Yahweh's plan for us is to have the knowledge and understand required for discernment. Then we can repent and line up in the agreement with him. We can be freed from Satan's snares. Why? 1 John 4:4 gives us the answer. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And this world today is choosing in this battle for our souls the side of Satan. And that's why there's so much chaos and confusion, because Satan is the god of confusion. And he's not teaching these principles. He's drawing us away and drawing us to live by our flesh and not by the spirit that Yahweh gives us as a gift. Submit, repent, and forgive. I'm going to read one more part of this, and then we're going to get into some scriptures here. It says, we defeat the devil by first submitting to Yahweh. This gives the right and ability to resist the devil, who no longer has a place in our lives. Yahweh will do his part by making Satan flee. Satan will no longer have any authority over us. Each time we fail, we need to get back up. We need to confess our failure, repent, and go on. It is in this practice and exercise of our senses that we learn to have discernment. What are we to discern? Whether our thoughts are from Yahweh or Satan, whether they are good or evil, the truth or the lie. Say it with me, everybody. Submit, repent, and forgive. Submit, repent, and forgive. These are the things. So the first thing comes with submitting or acknowledging who our creator is. Acknowledging and trusting. This is where the submissiveness comes in the three-step program that we're discussing here today. Submit, repent, and forgive. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, in 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Submit unto him. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. And Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to Yahweh, and your plans will succeed. We continue about submissiveness in Deuteronomy 4:29. It says, but if from there you seek Yahweh your Elohim, you will find him. And if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Psalms 32:8 says, Yahweh says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. 1 John 2:3 says, and by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. And Psalms 37:4 says, take delight in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Submit, repent, and forgive. Say it. Submit and repent and forgive. Shout it out right now and say it. Submit and repent and forgive. You know, in Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says, rejoice always and pray continually, giving thanks to all circumstances, for this is Yahweh's will for you in Yeshua Messiah. I spent so much time on these devotionals and this program talking about our desire to be in prayer with our Creator, but to understand that he has a master plan. And even if we don't see it and we realize it, we have to trust and know that he wants the best for us, always, 100% of the time. And we shouldn't be saying, why God, why Yahweh, did you make this happen, allow this to happen? No, we should be saying, thank you for making this happen, because we know that you're in complete control. And we're going to submit to you, regardless of if it seems right to us or not. And that you would change our hearts and circumcise us and change our will and give us the vision to understand that you're doing a great work in us. And just help us. Help us to not understand you, but to submit to your will. And just help us and to be and feel good about it. To be good about it. It says in Proverbs 3:7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and shun evil. In John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. They follow me. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things in Yeshua who strengthens us. And we can. We can. We have to acknowledge him. We have to submit and acknowledge him. Psalms 91:14 says, because he loves me, says Yahweh, I'll rescue him and protect him, for he acknowledged my name. And Matthew 10:32-4 says, for whoever acknowledges me before others, I also acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. We have the plan. It starts with submitting, acknowledging and submitting to our Creator. And then we look at repentance. Oh, the Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Repentance is to change our mind so our actions change. It's not about, repentance isn't crying and doing the same thing. No, repentance is having such a conviction that you could love what Yahweh loves and hate what he hates. Something inside you changes. Your heart becomes a circumcised heart. That's what it is. It says in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call righteous people, but sinners to repentance. Repentance is a beautiful thing. Submissiveness and repentance, two curse words according to the church today. Well, they don't want you saying that, but somebody might get offended. No, say it loud and say it proud. Forgiveness starts with submissiveness and repentiveness. And then it ends in forgiveness, the greatest thing we could use, the greatest gift for our healing to start is the forgiveness. Yeshua said to follow me, to mimic him. And these are the three things he did. He submitted to the Father. His ways were his Father's ways. And he forgave us and for all the wickedness that we did against him. And we do. He even said on the cross, forgive them. They know not what they do. Repentance. Psalms 51:4 says, against you and you alone I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. Accepting that. Believing that. Believing that. Yahweh is amazing. Acts 11:18 says, when they heard these things, they held to their peace and glorified Yahweh, saying, that we should all repent. And he granted repentance unto life. Hallelujah. But no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. This day I will raise them up. John 6:44. So we must submit. We must repent. We must forgive. And when we read the devotional today and we see this and the choices we make and the reality of what's going on, and we realize there's a spiritual battle going on. Mark 1:15 says, the time promised by Yahweh has come at last. He announced, the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Repent of your sins and believe in the good news. And that's our scripture for the day. Hang it up in your bathroom mirror. Hang it up in your car. Hang it up in the door when you leave and come in the house. Repent of your sins and believe in the good news of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. So we have to understand, without repentance, there's no forgiveness. See, we have to understand the whole idea of forgiveness. When we forgive somebody, we're helping us more than we're helping them. We don't get that because we start thinking with our physical senses and not in a spiritual sense. But repentance brings refreshing, not only for another person, but for us. and vice versa. In every situation, repentance and forgiveness is going to heal us. It says in Luke 13:3, I tell you, unless you repent, you will perish as well. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, then my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear them from the heavens and I will forgive their sins and restore their land. Repentance, repentance is the result of your true faith in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And Matthew 7:16-17 says, you'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushels or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. And we, as believers, need to understand what fruit is. It's not about how big our house is or how many cars we have. No, it's about how much peace we have, how much love we show. That's the fruit. That's what Yahweh is doing in our lives and wants to do in our lives. Submit, repent, and forgive. Hallelujah. And it's with the patience of Yahweh that we have this opportunity to do this repentance work. Romans 2 verse 4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and the patience, not realizing that Yahweh's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? That's what it comes down to. 2 Peter 3:9 says, Yahweh is not slow concerning his promise, as some regard slowness, but being patient toward you, because it does not wish for anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And it says in Ezekiel, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. And this is the heart we have. This is it. We must have that circumcised heart. Romans 7:15-17 says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do and what I do, but I do what I hate is what I do. And if I don't do what I don't want to do, I agree that Yahweh's word is Torah is good, and it is no longer I myself who do it, but the sin living in me. We must separate the two. Romans 7:24 says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? And Yahweh says, submit, repent, and forgive, and Yahweh will show you treasures you never even known of before, the fruit that you can never have imagined. We all have this great opportunity. 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. And then we come down to forgiveness. Forgiveness. One of the greatest acts of love, forgiveness. It says in Proverbs 29:23, pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. Proverbs 11:12 said, when pride comes, then comes a disgrace, but humility comes wisdom. And Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. But we look at the forgiveness. And said in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, and it's not jealous. Love does not brag enough, and love is not unbecoming. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account wrong suffering. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. We see this, the great act of forgiveness. It says in Colossians 3:13 and 14, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any one of you has a grievance against someone, forgive is as Yahweh forgave you, and all of these ventures put on love, which brings them all together in perfect unity. And 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each of us deeply, because love covers all multitudes of sins. Forgiveness. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful act of love to forgive one another and to really understand how the forgiveness helps us just as much as it helps the person we're forgiven. Romans 12:19-21 says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for Yahweh's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, and I will repay, says Yahweh. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will help burning coals on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome with good. And that's such prevalent in today's times when there are so many people in an uproar about how they're getting treated by the police. They're watching the media and let the media control them of what they think is right or wrong. And it's completely opposite, many of these things, to what's really going. And there's actually movements and political parties and all these people starting up crazy things that go so much against Yahweh's kingdom and what he wants for us. But that's because we people don't know about these three things: submissiveness, repentance, and forgiveness. Proverbs 16:32 says, "For whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes is better than he who takes a city." And Ephesians 4:26-27 says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." And Proverbs 14:29, "He who is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered exalts folly." I want to right now reach out to every single one of you. Every single one of you, whether you're watching or whether you know somebody who does this, unforgiveness it reveals hatredness, and it goes against what Yahweh wants. And every single one of you right now, I pray in the name of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, that your eyes will be opened, your ears will be able to hear the importance of submitting, repenting, and forgiving. And the Torah, or the original covenant, which teaches us what sin is, that's not what measures our sin. What measures our sin today is our walk and our submissiveness, our repentance, and our forgiveness. If you can't do these things and acknowledge our Creator and submit to Him and repent for the ways that we our fleshly desires want and seek His way, and forgive others, forgive yourself, and forgive, and be loving and humble, you're missing it if you can't do these things. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me, as the Bible says. We must get it back. It says, Matthew 5:7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I call upon you this day to remember these three things: submit, repent, and forgive. And let them know your ways, and let them know your desires. And it's just a beautiful thing. It says in Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as Yahweh, our Messiah, has forgiven you." Praise our Creator. And then it says here in Matthew 16:14-15, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." And that's why we must say, forgive us as we forgive others. And praise Yahweh for that. That is the devotional for today. Suffer well. I pray this is making sense to you, because this is really the formula to keep the enemy away. And this is how you'll be tremendously blessed. All right. Thank you for watching and listening, wherever you're listening or watching from. Have a blessed day out there, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Save.